This is audio session number 2. Hey everyone, I just wanted to do a quick shout out to Mark Mason. I love how he does his intros and outros and his what I would call his radio voice at the beginning of his podcast. And that was just a quick shout out to Mark as I just listened to his most recent podcast. So, and today I'm going to bring you an audio session as opposed to a regular blog post for a couple reasons. The primary being that I sat down to do a blog post over the last day or two, and every time I did, nothing was coming out on the printed page, per se. I'd get started, get a paragraph, and then either get sidetracked with something else or it just wasn't flowing like I wanted to. So I decided to just plug in the microphone today and shoot from the cuff, and let's just get started. There's a couple of things I wanted to talk about today. I'll give you a quick outline. I wanted to talk about ClickBank and the sales I had with my Forever Affiliate site, number one. I wanted to talk about Mark Mason's most recent podcast on the Forever Affiliate program. I want to talk about some plans, upcoming plans that I have as far as where I'm going to go from here, you know, with Forever Affiliate, different ideas that I have, as well as potentially when I fired up the mic today, I was thinking that since the year is coming to an end soon, and I like to think about, you know, goals and, you know, outlook for the new year and, you know, kind of where I want to take things, I think I may look to add a podcast, regular, at least every 2 weeks, potentially every week podcast in the new year. So that's something I just thought of. I'm not 100% sure where I want to go with that, but it's hot off the presses, so it's definitely something I think would be useful, as, you know, I find these days that reading actual blog posts, you know, if I subscribe to various people's blog post updates, I'll read them more so in email than I will in on their actual site. And I'm finding that, you know, more so than not, I prefer to consume content in the podcast form. Usually if I'm on my way to work, on my way home from work, or, you know, just doing work around the house, taking a walk, you know, just pop in, you know, my phone in my pocket, plug in my headphones, and off I go. So it's definitely a medium I prefer. So I think a lot of people, you know, are the same way. So I might as well, you know, provide more ways to consume this wonderful content that I have to share with you. So hopefully you agree. And if that's something you'd look forward to, definitely let me know in the show notes. I'll actually just create a quick outline of what we talked about today and include any links that I happened to mention or anything in the show notes. So check that out. Let me know what you think, and I'd appreciate it. Since I am relatively new to the audio portion and, you know, podcasting in general, this will be, you know, 100% live. So if we have a bunch of ums or, you know, awkward silences, that's just the way it is until I really need to go through either like Cliff Ravenscraft. He has a free program on, you know, how to get started in podcasting, and Pat Flynn has one as well, so I'll link to those in the show notes. But I need to go through those and figure out, you know, how to hone my skills, you know, how to add intros, outros, and, you know, the best way to record things, editing, and things like that. So basically all I'm doing right now is firing up Audacity, which is, you know, a free program, hitting the record button, and that's it. So pretty much no frills. I have a $30 Audio Technica microphone, which I'll link to in the notes too, in case something podcast is something you want to do. It's something I heard from let me think about that. It came from Tim Page when he started his awesome podcast. Now he has an awesome Clarity podcast, changed the name, but that's where I got the heads up on the microphone. I think the quality sounds great for $35. You can't go wrong. But at any rate, let's get started. So what I want to talk about first is Mark Mason's recent podcast, most recent one. If you go to latenightim.com and click on his most recent podcast, which I think came out a couple of days ago. Right now it is Sunday, November 24th, so it was in the last few days that it came out. And in that, he was talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly of the Forever Affiliate program. which if you followed along with my site, you know it's something I've been going through. It's an affiliate marketing step-by-step guide on how to find products to promote, how to set up your site, how to get links to your site, traffic, and hopefully sales eventually. And it's a great program, and across the board, the feedback that Mark got from myself and several others in the private Facebook group that we are in to talk about the program was across the board positive as far as the course content that Andrew Hansen created. It's mostly in video format, and I would say it's probably about 50 different videos on how to do affiliate marketing. And the content itself is great, especially for anybody just starting out or anyone looking for ideas on, you know, how to find products to promote, you know, how to create your backlinks, and, you know, great all-encompassing program. And everybody agreed with that. Where the downsides of the program from, you know, the other people, a lot of people, I would say probably of the 10 or so people that responded to him, probably 7 or 8 of them had problems with the backlinking portion, which is basically blog commenting. You go to different blogs in your niche and you would create, basically comment on different people's blog posts and you'd get a link to your site for that. And a lot of people said that took a lot more time and effort than they thought. You know, it was difficult to get your comments approved sometimes. And that was universally, you know, that took a lot longer than people expected. But for me, that was actually the portion I found the easiest. Yes, initially you spend like your first month doing maybe three to five comments per day to get those backlinks. And yes, initially during that first month, it does take a lot of time and, you know, can be somewhat tedious. But if the topic of your Forever Affiliate site is something you're really interested, I think it's actually not too difficult to do. I actually find that's one of, you know, my strong points is creating those comment, you know, thoughtful comments. So, you know, read the post that you're commenting on, leave a thoughtful comment, and in most cases, my comments have been approved, I would say 80% of the time or more. A lot of other people found that, you know, depending on their niche, that their comments weren't getting approved, or it took, you know, they had to make, you know, let's say 150 comments, and then, you know, 50 of those would be approved. So I wasn't finding that. So everybody's different. You know, you got to figure out what portions of the program and, you know, site creation, content creation, backlinking, you know, what things you enjoy doing and are strengths for you, and focus on those. And potentially, let's say, you know, you're not real strong on content, you can outsource your content. You can find content writers through the program that, you know, for $5 an article, you can have them create content if you want to go that route. But, you know, I would recommend getting in there, doing everything yourself, at least for the first couple of sites, to learn the process and, you know, try to get some success and have some sales. And then later on down the road, you can, you know, if you want to, outsource. So there's no need to outsource anything up front. Mark talks about he's going to be creating 10 sites by the end of the year through the program and track his results on his site. So he's going to actually be doing outsourcing for most of his. But, you know, a lot of people mostly just starting out, you're going to want to, you know, do things yourself, learn the process, and, you know, save the money before, you know, you want to get a couple of sales or get some, you know, income coming in before, you know, outlay a huge amount of cash. So at any rate, you can go to his site, check out the podcast for his full breakdown, but across the board, everybody agreed that the content's great. So if you're looking to get started in affiliate marketing, still definitely highly recommend it. You can go to my site, www.nichesitetool.com, and put /forever on there, and you can go to that link and check out the program. And if you cancel out of the squeeze page from Andrew Hansen for the program, he'll actually give you an opportunity to purchase the program for just $1, and you get full access to the program for 2 weeks. So that's definitely a great way to, you know, with very little initial outlay, to check it out, see if it's something you'd be interested in, and if so, you can check it out further. But anyway, what I wanted to mention was in a recent post, I mentioned that I got my first 2 sales from my Forever Affiliate site number 1, And I'm happy to report also that yesterday I received my first check from ClickBank. So that was pretty exciting stuff. I think it was a little over $55 and change. $56.69 if I'm not mistaken. So that was pretty exciting because ClickBank has some restrictions on in order to qualify for the initial payment, you need to have 5 unique sales. When I say unique, I just mean 5 individual sales. It could be the same product. It doesn't matter. But you have to also have payment in 2 different forms. So if people are purchasing products through your site, through PayPal, you have to have at least 1 other purchase from, you know, Visa, MasterCard, Discover, you know, 1 different payment method. So they can't all be, you know, Visa, they can't all be PayPal. So I ended up having 2 sales of the opt-in skin plugin over the last year or so, which is my opt-in box at the bottom of my post to collect email addresses, and 2 sales of the Forever Affiliate product on site number 1. And I also found a $3 product, which is just basically an ebook that you can sell. And since it's such an inexpensive product, it's an easy thing to promote. You can even, you know, encourage friends or family, or you can even potentially purchase through your own link, which is not against the ClickBank terms of service as far as I could find. And, you know, it doesn't matter how much the amount of the sales are, as long as you have 5 unique sales and 2 different payment methods. So I ended up having 1 sale of that $3 product, and that pushed me over the limit of 5 sales, so I received my first check. So that's exciting news. I don't have to worry about that 5 initial sales anymore. So from here on out, any sales that I have will qualify for payout. I just have to hit the payment threshold, which I set, I think, at $10. Could be $20. It's either $10 or $20. But initially, your payment threshold through ClickBank is $100, so you want to lower that down to, you know, a smaller amount so you can get payout. So that was very exciting. So that shows, you know, the program does work, the Forever Affiliate program. Can take longer than you expect since my first 2 sales didn't occur till 7 months after I started, but that's good to see, and hopefully the momentum continues and we have additional sales and success. So that was happy to report. So that's good news there. In other ideas, I've been trying to either come up with a new site for Forever Affiliate program to set up to promote, or I was also I tend to get sidetracked by shiny objects, so I was also considering setting up an AdSense specific site as I listened to the Empire Flippers podcast, and they basically create and flip AdSense related sites. So they'll, you know, create a, you know, 5 or 10 article site designed specifically to promote, not to promote, but to create AdSense ads on your site as the primary source of income. And they're looking to get, you know, sites, you know, anywhere from $5 a month to, you know, $200 a month. But they, you know, they're real upfront and honest in saying that, you know, for the most part, AdSense sites that you set up, you know, if you're getting $5 to $10 a month initially after a month or two, then you're doing great. So that's something I was considering looking into as well, because I have about $60 in my AdSense account just from, you know, various sites or blogs that I've had with AdSense ads on them. And in order to qualify for payment through AdSense, you have to get $100. So since I got $60 sitting in there, I thought it would be worth my time to, you know, try to accelerate that and get an additional $40 through clicks, you know, of ads, and set up an AdSense site. Not only, you know, just to hit that payment threshold, but to also expand out, you know, I like to diversify, and I have a personal blog with an AdSense ad in the upper right-hand corner. I do some promotion of products on Amazon and product reviews. Now I have the Forever Affiliate 2 sites out there, and, you know, the AdSense is kind of the other, you know, way to make money online. There's, you know, AdSense, Amazon, affiliate products, you know, I'm sure there's, you know, others. You can have your own ebooks, you could have your own products, you know, information products and whatnot, but those are some of the primary ways to make money online. So That is something I'm looking into. I am following. They have a PDF on Empire Flipper's website and one of their podcasts, which I'll also link to, on creating AdSense sites from scratch. So that, I think that's where I'm going to go with my next idea, rather than find another product to promote through Forever Affiliate. I think I'm going to focus on creating that AdSense site or sites, and I think that's where I'm going to take things next. So that's kind of what I've been working on. I was looking for ideas for another Forever Affiliate site, but I kept getting pulled back into the idea of the AdSense. So I think that's where I'm going to go, and I'm going to continue to spend some time on that with the holidays coming up next week. I'm going to be out of town, taking a quick trip to see the in-laws a couple hours away, and then we're going to take a couple of days and go to Disney on the weekend. So I'm not going to have a lot of time this week, and then I have family coming in town the prior week, and then Christmas right around the corner. So I am going to try to get one AdSense site up between now and the end of the year, but I also have some other things I'm trying to focus on. I basically registered the domain name www.nichesitetools with an s.com, and I am going to plan to transfer my content from this existing URL, nichesitetool.com, to nichesitetools.com, and floated out a message to Mark Mason on the best way to do that. And I basically want to make sure I maintain, you know, any rankings, any traffic that I have now. But I thought Niche Site Tools more accurately reflects my site. Initially, when I created this site, I got into Market Samurai and really liked that tool and wanted to use this site to promote that tool. And basically, you know, it's not, the site isn't just about one niche site tool. It's about tools and, you know, ways to make money online. So I thought that better reflected my brand. So that's kind of where I want to take things. So once I hear back on some, you know, best way to do that, I will work on, you know, moving over to that domain, and I can, you know, do a report on what I found as well. So, you know, best tips, tricks, and getting, you know, everything on getting a content switched over from one domain name to another. So if all goes well and I do move forward with that, I'll do a post about that definitely. And, you know, hopefully it's something you might find useful down the road. And I think that's kind of all I want to mention today. I'll keep it, you know, kind of down to 20 minutes or so. I think my goal, if I do create the podcast in the new year, I will try to target, you know, 25 to 30 minutes, as I think that's, you know, a good, you know, time frame. If I do any interviews or, you know, real in-depth pillar type post type things, you know, it could go, you know, upwards of an hour. But I think for the most part, I'll try to keep it to, you know, 25 to 30 minutes. And that's about it for today. Hopefully you found some useful nuggets in here. And again, I'll put in the show notes, I'll put some links to everything that I mentioned here. And hope you have a great week and a great holiday, great Thanksgiving holiday. And as always, good luck with all of your online adventures. And thanks for listening.